It's spanning the state. We will keep you up to date on any new developments in the Madison shooting. We are in constant communication with the newsroom, so don't worry about that. We will, if anything develops that is new, we will get it to you. And then, of course, our next news update is at 2 o'clock. But we are going to shift gears a little bit.
Well, we're still actually going to be talking about school, but a little bit more fun aspect or story about school. Because were you a math person, Brian?
Unfortunately, math was definitely not. I excelled in English and that kind of thing. Math, I never...
I wasn't good at math until like college. For some reason, it started to click for me once I was in college. But I think for a lot of kids, math sometimes is intimidating, or they get it in their head that it is hard. But Cole Nussbaumer Nafflick is a best-selling author of three books that actually help adults communicate effectively with data. But now she has a new book and a curriculum that's helping children to engage with data visualization. It introduces them to concepts like data and graphs, sparking curiosity and building foundational skills in data literacy, which I think if any of us know anything about data, it is the future as far as being able to understand that and work with data even more so than what, since we all just walk around with a computer in our pockets now. So Cole and her husband, Randy Nafflick, are bringing this book to Milwaukee area schools and after school programs, and they're with us now in studio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's great to be here.
So I guess, Cole, we'll start with you. So you've had, you guys started a very successful business with adult curriculum. And so why, like, how do you tell a story with data? Like, where does that even, I think none of us that are not math people really think about that.
Well, stories are something that we're just hardwired to understand and engage with. And so when we can bring components of traditional storytelling, right, something that has a plot and tension that builds to a climax and a resolution, you can bring that to business scenarios to teach others something new.
And when you're teaching adults, that's one thing. But then why decide to, all right, we're going to try now to teach children. And you'll have to explain this term, data visualization.
Yeah.
Because I look at data and I go, oh, boy. So I need to, how are kids going to visualize
it? Well, so one of the things that we hear regularly from the adults we teach is, I wish I'd learned this sooner.
Yes.
And as Kristen mentioned, this next generation is going to be faced with more data than ever before. So it's a fantastic opportunity to teach them these skills early. And it turns out that kids have a couple of the foundational things that are going to make them excellent storytellers and excellent data visualizers, which really is just a fancy word for a picture of numbers.
What are those things?
Two things. So kids are curious. If you spent any time around little ones, they ask question after question after question. And I think instead of stunting that, we should nurture it and teach kids how to ask smart questions that they can then collect or find data to be able to use to answer the curious questions that they have about themselves and about the world around them. The second thing kids love to do is to draw. And so if we can teach them to do this in a way that's creative and they get to add color and pictures, it just taps into some of these things that kids naturally love and gets them to learn math in a way that's not strictly right or wrong, and in a way that's, I think, a lot more accessible than it's typically taught.
And the way that you just said right or wrong, I thought you were going to say right or left in our brains work, right? Like the creative side versus like the logical side. And that sometimes with math, you actually, people who think of themselves as creative and not math people, you can tap into that as well.
Well, and that's the magic of this and the beauty, I think, of drawing data and turning numbers into pictures is that then it does become accessible to everyone, irrespective of how you like to learn or, you know, which side of your brain you tend to spend more time on. Because when we can enlist kids in answering questions that are interesting to them in ways that they can draw to communicate, it just sets up this analytical thinking, problem-solving superpower that they'll be able to use in anything they take on.
It's interesting that you say all these adults tell you, oh, I wish I had learned it earlier, because just in the last few years, I was a teacher and I watched younger teachers teach math and I understood it now because they're using a more creative, a more visual way. And I was like, Now I get it. It's a little late, but now I get it. So what are the big differences between trying to teach an adult who, like me, maybe was never really great at math, and a kid who, like you said, they're already really curious, so their brain is open?
The unbridled curiosity and enthusiasm is what makes a lot of it click. So we've been visiting a lot of schools in the area, after school programs, and it is the most rewarding thing to survey kids, right? We're doing blind surveys where they'll close their eyes and raise their hand, or they'll have filled out a survey ahead of time, and then we help them together graph this data. And they're so excited to see, you know, which thing is going to win, or we were looking last week at university school at how kids check out books from the library. Like, how do you find your next read? And they were so excited to brainstorm on that and to vote for their favorite way and then to see what their classmates had chosen. And they don't even realize that they're doing math. They're just excited about participating and answering interesting questions.
So, Randy, since you're here as well, how have you introduced this to Milwaukee schools or after school programs, and what has the reaction been so far as trying to get this more adopted into the curriculum they're already teaching?
Yeah, part of it is just introducing, first of all, the book. The book is super colorful.
I don't even know who said the name of the book yet. It's Daphne Draws Data. If you want to, we have copies of it. So if you text WATCH to 855-616-1620, you can see us holding the book.
It's a great book. It makes a great holiday gift. You know, grandparents might want to get it for their grandkid to give them that superpower. But the way we've been doing the program is Cole simply goes in and reads the book, and the students are just delighted. They love hearing a story, but they don't realize they're actually being introduced to these concepts of how data can help you solve problems around you. And so the book follows this heroine, Daphne, as she goes different places to help that. And then the second part is where we actually use this data, as Cole talked about, to help the kids see how they can graph and visualize this. And it's super powerful. We were at Aug Prep a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about which club would you like to see at the school, after school club. And so they graphed out the data, and then when they reveal it, you could see in all these different types of graphs the kids really pointing to what they wanted to see as a program. And of course, that came with the follow-up of they asked the principal, Can we get now one of those? You got to be careful.
What was the winner, right?
Yeah, what you graph is going to be asked for. So that's what we've been doing. We're going to do, I think next year, already lining up some schools. We're going to be doing something with the Milwaukee Academy of Science in February, and then the girls in STEM at the Discovery World in February and March. So there's really great interest in this. And what's awesome is, this isn't our core business. So we really are interested in empowering kids to do this because it is such a superpower that we have this opportunity, especially being here in Milwaukee, to really reach out and work with different organizations that want to see kids improve in this.
As you've gone into the schools, are you starting to see that their math curriculums are beginning to go this way too? So you're enhancing, or are they still kind of trapped in the past?
It's a slow process. I think as we start to introduce more teachers and librarians and parents to these powerful concepts, though, that will follow.
There was apparently a state mandate in 2021 that required more visualization of math to appear in curriculum. So this is perfect timing for that.
It was a good timing.
Yeah. And as having, we have three kids, and with a mathematician as a spouse and mother, you can ensure that, like, the kids all needed to be empowered with this as well. So
100%.
Well, I'd say, for, as we both said, math, not every parent's strong suit. Sometimes there's probably a fair amount of parents who think back to math and have that recurring nightmare of failing that math test. And like, oh no, I'm not actually in school anymore. So as far as empowering parents, so even if this isn't something that's being taught in their kids' school right now, do you feel like this is a book that is accessible to help them have these conversations with their kids, even if they themselves don't feel strong in math?
Definitely. I think any parent knows that they should read to their children.
Yes.
And that's an easy thing to do. I think that Daphne Draws Data is a way that you can just start with that, something that you're comfortable with. Read the book, and there are some great conversations that can ensue from that. And for parents, whether they are feeling like they love or loathe data, we have a ton of resources on our website at daphnedrawsdata.com. Support for parents, resources for teachers, including a growing YouTube channel of activities that you can do with your kids.
And then if you look to the back of the book, there's the last few pages are the glossary of graphs, where while the story ends in the back, it's actually a really helpful guide. We've had some business professionals say, do you mind if I give this to my colleague? It might be helpful just to kind of
scatter plots.
Yeah.
What's pie a charts. Plot? Line graphs, bar charts. I remember this.
And look,
from
there's
stats.
No embarrassment with any adult ordering this for themselves if they want to preview it for their child. And get a little educated in the process. It's a win-win.
Right. And if you like colors, it's double the thing. Cole, somebody texted this in, and this was a mindset that I guess I was at. And you mentioned earlier that trying to teach that in math there's no right and wrong. But isn't there?
Well,
right? Yes. 2 + 2 is always 4, right?
And that's the classic arithmetic
right.
model, which ends up being so abstract if you think about from a lot of the way that math is taught is quite abstract or removed from the reality of every day, which is one avenue. These are things that we need to learn also, yes. Graphs just offer another way into math where that strictly right or wrong isn't necessarily true.
Okay.
You can approach it with creativity. And I think it's just another avenue that we can use to get kids engaged with math and numbers.
And they do love those graphs, like you said.
Yeah. Everybody loves a picture.
Yeah, you draw.
All right, give the website one more time.
DaphneDrawsData.com.
Very straightforward. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. This
is
so fun.
And I know a perfect 4-year-old for this book.
Awesome.
So thank you so much.
She is Cole Nussbaumer Naflick, and he is Randy Naflick. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for
having us. Thank you both.
All right, we'll have more after this on Spanning the State.